Tantor Audio presents Charms and Chocolate Chips by Bailey Cates, narrated by Amy Rubinade. Chapter 1. The smell of wood smoke from a distant hearth teased my nose as I surveyed my pre-dawn preparations with a critical eye. My new outdoor fireplace perched in the middle of a 12-foot circle of gravel, its copper gleaming in the soft light of the lantern. Dry kindling stacked in a rough pyramid in the metal bowl awaited a match, and six mismatched chairs sat at equidistant points around it. Only yesterday I'd purchased the two worn oak ladder backs from a thrift store. The other four I'd moved over from the nearby gazebo. Katie Lightfoot, hostess with the mostess. Tonight's Imbolc celebration would be the first sobbet I'd ever hosted for the ladies of my spellbook club, a.k.a. Coven. Falling on February 2nd, smack dab between the winter solstice and the spring equinox, Imbolc signaled lengthening days and the coming of new life. It was a festival that celebrated feminine energy and honored Breege, the patron of midwives, poets, and blacksmiths. Even people who'd never heard of Imbolc practiced divination and the cultivation of light since Groundhog Day and Candlemas fell on the same day. Over in the gazebo, where I cast most of my outdoor spells, I collected a cut glass bowl, four white candles, several packets of seeds, and a bundle of cinnamon sticks that I'd tied together with a bright yellow ribbon. Mimsy Carmichael had promised to supply a white flower from her shop to represent snow. Bianca Devereaux would bring champagne from her wine shop to symbolize winter ice melting into spring. Jada French had made a special candle doused with clove, rosemary, and ginger essential oils. And Cookie Rios had...